Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
A Democratic poll worker, Carmel, Indiana, accused of electioneering, telling one set of voters, don't vote for those people in the red outside, they're racist, meaning the Republicans. They don't believe in counselors in schools. In another case, this same poll worker selecting straight Democratic ticket for somebody voting, she had to ask for help to get that removed. His name, James Zhang, he's saying he did nothing wrong. The Democratic Party says this is just Republican dirty tricks, and look at Diego Morales. We have two credible, in any rational view, allegations of electioneering, to which the rational mind says we shouldn't allow this. The Hamilton County Democratic Party doesn't even discuss it. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Dr. Adam Sharp joins us right now, a candidate for Carmel Clay School Board. This all taking place, sir, at the Mercy Road Polling Center, that satellite polling center. You have been part of this race. You're running as a slate endorsed by the Republican Party, ccsboardcandidates.com, ccsboardcandidates.com. When you first heard this story, Dr. Sharp, your emergency physician, your take.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me on. I was shocked, as many people were. But I can't honestly say that I was overtly surprised. Let's be clear, these are allegations until proven to be true, which unfortunately I suspect they may be. We do believe in due process, and we want to make sure that we go through the correct channels to do a proper investigation. Having said that, as I said, I was surprised, shocked, but not necessarily surprised. From the very beginning of this campaign, the folks on the other side of the spectrum, from their ideas and policies that they want to pursue, have been making up lies about us. Those lies have ranged from where we have been receiving our funding. They have accused us of taking money that they call dark money. They've accused us of taking money from political action committees, of which we take none. Ironically, the threesome in the slate that's running against us takes money directly from political action committees. One in particular that's local here called Support CCS PAC, which uses the school's likeness to act as if it's somehow a representative of the Carmel Clay school system. And they're running their campaign for them. So they're literally being run by a political action committee, but they turned around.
But in this situation here, it has very little to do with those candidates and has to do with the actions of a poll worker and then a response from the Hamilton County Democratic Party. Your point is that the action is surprising, but not shocking. Have you read the response from the Hamilton County Democratic Party and your take on that?
I have read the response. It's typical spin. It's them accusing the Republican side of trying to interject last-minute doubt into our election process as a tactic to try to get out the vote, I suppose. But, it's empty. It's hollow. They had to respond in some way, shape, or form because the allegations are so egregious. And this was literally one of their, appointed poll watchers or representatives at the polls. So, I'm not surprised that they put out that response. I thought it was pretty weak in its nature. But what are you going to do? That's the game that they play.
Talking to Dr. Adam Sharp, a candidate for school board, Carmel Clay Schools, ccsboardcandidates.com is where you go, ccsboardcandidates.com, a poll worker in Carmel, advising people not to vote for Republicans because they're racist. That is one allegation. And literally selecting direct a Democratic straight ticket for another voter who then had to ask for help to have that removed so she could vote the way she wanted to. When you take a look at this race in total and you take a look at this event, school board races across the country are hotly contested. Are you concerned that the votes coming out of this satellite polling place at Mercy Road Church are valid? Are you concerned that there's more than one person engaged in this impropriety? Do you believe these votes should be counted, or these people, voters who went there, should be allowed to vote again on election day? What is the take of you and of the slate about how the votes from Mercy Road Church should be tabulated?
Well, look, Tony, I have complete confidence in our election process in Hamilton County. The election office does a fantastic job of ensuring that this is a free and fair election. Beth Scheller, in particular, is incredibly good at her job. And once these alleged occurrences, took place, extremely swift action was taken by her office and by Beth herself. So we commend her and we thank her for doing that. I am not concerned that there were enough potential votes to influence this election by this single individual to influence the outcome of this election. And I don't think that we should discount the votes that have occurred at Mercy Road Church. Obviously, once we do a full investigation, the sheriff's office, my understanding, is getting involved today. If it is found to be more widespread, then we may need to revisit this. But no, I'm not concerned about that. You know, thank goodness we have honest people in this world. I mean, this was the story as I know it, is that two of our African-American citizens spoke to some of the representatives from our campaign, which were outside to talk to folks and shared with them our perspectives on why we believe that we are the best candidates to be in, on the Carmel Clay School Board. And they took one of our palm cards, which are perfectly legal to be handing out, and put it in their pocket. On those palm cards are the three pillars that our campaign has run on from the very get-go, which are putting academics first, parents' rights, and full transparency. And they went to vote. And after they finished voting, they came back outside and spoke to our same folks and said, you know, the strangest thing happened. When we were walking back there, the individual who took us back conveyed to us that we shouldn't vote for you because you guys are racist and because you guys want to get rid of counselors in the schools. So our representatives did what we should do, and we made the folks who were overseeing that polling station aware, and they took very swift action, as I said.
I'm up against time, just sure. In 30 seconds or less, does your slate believe you should get rid of counselors in schools?
Absolutely not. No, it's the most ridiculous allegation. And on the racism thing, I mean, I find it personally insulting. I've been an ER doc for 20 years. And I take care of folks from all walks of life. I mean, my two co-candidates couldn't be more pure-hearted in their intentions towards their desires to be on the school board and in their desire to care for all people equally, to treat all people equally. That's exactly what we want to bring into the school system, to get rid of the sub-segmenting our children by the color of their skin and to look at everybody as equal. So, no, absolutely not. We don't stand for either of those things.